From WHYY in Philadelphia.
Gangway! Hit the deck and look out, Ellenerds, because it's time for another thrilling adventure of Eleanor Amplified. If you're new to our hero's tales of derring do, this is probably a weird place to jump in. But just in case, here's the story up to now. Eleanor Amplified, world-famous reporter and champion for good, finally triumphed over her nemesis, Angela Brandt, CEO of the evil tech company Megablurg. Brandt was on the brink of brainwashing the populace when Eleanor exposed Brandt's schemes to the world.
Brandt is a criminal.
But even as Eleanor emerged victorious, Brandt warned of another, more mysterious, more sinister force at play. The Omicron Gammas. That was the very subject the gang was discussing when suddenly...
What was that?
It sounded otherworldly. Like a UFO crash or something.
Whatever it was, I think it created a vortex. A hole in the very fabric of space and time.
No, it's worse. My goodness, I think it's...
It's...
It is a paper jam in the new copier.
Oh.
Which is about to explode.
Oh!
That's ridiculous. How can an office copier explode?
Well, that's the bad news. It's a nuclear copier.
Nuclear copier?
Gary, the IT guy, said it was the best copier out there.
So what? It runs on plutonium?
No, Eleanor, please. It runs on uranium.
We've got to find Gary the IT guy.
There's no time. I'll have to shut this thing down myself.
Eleanor, this isn't the movies. What do you know about nuclear reactors? Or copiers?
Mr. Richmond, find Gary the IT guy. Barry, get me a screwdriver, a bucket of water, a dozen bagels, and a large cast iron frying pan. Now!
Right.
Phone, download this thing's instruction manual and talk me through fixing it.
Affirmative. Step one. Open paper tray.
Got it.
Step two, remove ink cartridge.
Okay.
Step three, identify beryllium stabilizing rods with an isometric scanner.
Oh, sugar plums.
I can't find Gary anywhere.
Eleanor, here's that stuff you wanted.
Good. Hand me the screwdriver.
Okay. Eleanor, I think you make me worse.
It's okay. Now give me the frying pan. This worked on a robot once.
Didn't that situation end very badly?
That's subjective. Ooh.
That's uranium. That's a radioactive core.
Oh, nuts.
Don't panic. Give me the bagels.
Okay.
I've got to smother the core. There. Now, water bucket.
Okay.
Well, that should do it. Anyone else hungry? Guys?
Hello, and welcome to Rough Smoothies or whatever.
Eleanor, how did you use bagels to stop a nuclear meltdown?
It was simple. The bagels fuse with the uranium core, giving me time to neutralize it in the water. It's the same way they make microwave pizza.
Good enough for me!
But what I want to know is why did we have a nuclear copier in the first place? Phone. Call Gary the IT guy.
Affirmative.
Hi, this is Gary, the IT guy. I'm on vacation, and I will not be near a phone, so don't bother trying to find me.
Hello, and welcome to Rough Smoothies or whatever. Can I take your order?
Led Zeppelin?
Annoying customer?
You don't remember me, do you?
No, but I don't like you. Can I take your order?
Okay, smoothies, huh? Can I get a strawberry banana?
Ugh, no. Jeez, we only serve full meals blended into a liquid.
What?
Can I get the chicken dinner, please?
Kale salad and hard-boiled eggs.
Coming right up.
Yeah, no thank you.
I never thought I'd miss Bean Greens or whatever.
Yeah, well, Bean Greens closed, and then I got a job at Megablurg, and it closed. So now I'm here making disgusting smoothies.
I think I lost my appetite.
Whatever. Don't have a meltdown.
Meltdown? That's it.
What?
Did you want our patty melt smoothie?
Quiet down, Led Zeppelin. Guys, don't you think it was a really convenient time for the copier to almost explode?
Well, I wouldn't say convenient.
Yeah, the copier's busted.
No, no. Convenient that we almost had a huge disaster right as we were discussing the Omicron Gammas.
Oh, great. Now there's cheeseburger smoothie everywhere.
Eleanor, that could just be a coincidence. We don't know who or what the Omicron Gammas are.
Well, we know they scare Angela Brandt.
Has anyone bothered to just Google? Search the internet.
Excellent idea. Search result 1. Omicron, Gamma, 2 letters of the Greek alphabet.
That's helpful.
Did you know that?
Well...
I didn't think so. Search result 2. The Omicron Gammas, a popular cartoon.
In a galaxy not at all like our own, the evil Amplorian Empire has dominated the peaceful kingdom of Crystallia. Only the combined might of the great twin robots, the Omicron Gammas, can fight the terrible Emperor Zildar and his merciless Quad troops.
Next.
Search result 3. Omicron Gamma Jousting Supplies, a major sponsor of the Renaissance Fair.
Wait a minute. The Renaissance Fair.
A place where grown men and women dress up in costumes and pretend they are in the Middle Ages.
No. I mean, yes, that's part of it, but no! That's where Gary the IT guy was going on vacation. The Renaissance Fair.
Really?
I don't know, Eleanor. That's a pretty thin connection.
Maybe, but I have a funny feeling about this.
Eleanor, look, the TV.
To our breaking news. Something weird is happening at the Renaissance Fair.
Gasp.
The fair, known for being the place where adults dress up and pretend to be knights and princesses and sorcerers or something, has been taken over by a new charismatic leader who believes the fair has gotten away from its roots.
He's plunged the Renaissance Fair back into the Dark Ages.
His name is Brimlor the Conqueror. He and his minions have changed everything.
The fair used to be about arts and crafts and lute music, but now Bryn Mawr rules the land with an iron fist.
Oh no. Whatever will they pretend to do? Will a mythical hero rise up and vanquish the terrible Brimlor? Anyway, in celebrity gossip news, Bridget Starlight has done it again.
You've got to investigate.
I don't know. Maybe this wasn't a great idea after all.
But you had a funny feeling about it.
And we've got to find Gary the IT guy. He could be in danger.
Danger? I doubt it. And doesn't it sound a little nerdy?
Eleanor, your gut was telling you to investigate. And I think you should listen to it. Now get thee to the Renaissance Fair!
Parking to the left, fair entrance to the right. Tickets! Tickets here for Brimlor the Merciful's new medieval experience! No cameras, no bones!
No phones.
You could just put it on silent mode.
Put yourself in silent mode.
I'm sure it will be fine. But when I stick out, everyone else is wearing a costume.
Aha! That's why I brought this.
Oh no. Barry, why do you have a full set of knight's armor?
It's an old Halloween costume. Here, try it on.
I feel ridiculous.
No, it's perfect. Now, just put the helmet on. There.
So what do I do now?
What's that?
I said, what do I do now? Go slay a dragon?
Once you're inside the gates, go to the Thirsty Serpent Tavern. You should be able to find information there that can lead you to Gary the IT guy.
Okay.
And here, take this pouch.
What's this? Money?
Better. It's a bag of fake jewelry, gemstones, bits of metal, some marbles.
Oh, it's a bag of junk.
Just trust me. You can use it to trade for things.
Barry, how do you know all this?
What? I just know, that's all. It's not important. Anyway, I'll be right out here in the fairgrounds parking lot in case you get in trouble.
Okay, I guess I'm going in.
And Eleanor?
Yeah?
Don't forget to play by the rules.
Don't I always?
Right this way! Enter into the magnificent Lord Brimlore's medieval experience with knights and swords and magic and loot! No refunds! No lawsuits! Enter at your own risk!
What?
I mean, have fun, everybody!
What lies beyond those gates? Forgotten realms of intrigue and lore? An ancient land of perils and wonder, monsters and magic? Or maybe a bunch of people stuck in their Middle Ages? We'll find out in the next adventure of Eleanor Amplified.
Funding for Eleanor Amplified is provided by a generous leadership gift from the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund. You know what we love? Hearing from you. Letters, emails, reviews, ratings, all that stuff, besides being wonderful for us to read, is even better for our bosses to see. Think about it. And thanks.